Welcome to the Quarterly Briefing, where we take a closer look at the financial stories behind the world's biggest public companies, powered by AI to make it smarter, faster, and more engaging. Our goal is to make financial data more accessible by demystifying the complexities of corporate finance and informing people about the dynamics of today's markets. This podcast is not financial advice. It's for entertainment and educational purposes only. If you're curious about how companies grow, stumble, or pivot in today's fast-paced markets, you're in the right place. This is The Quarterly Briefing, where AI meets numbers and numbers meet narrative.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be taking a deep dive into corporate earnings and performance,
right.
Focusing on two big players, Neste and Nestle.
Okay.
One's a leader in renewable fuels, and the other one, of course, that global food and beverage giant.
Yeah, you provided us with earnings transcripts and presentations.
Yes.
And I think we can break it down.
I think there's a lot to uncover here.
Definitely.
So we'll be highlighting what's important and why you should care.
Exactly.
So think of this as like your shortcut to being in the know.
Yeah, and we'll start by exploring, you know, how these companies are dealing with the current economic problems, the inflation, the supply chain issues, all of that.
Absolutely.
And then we'll dig into some fascinating insights
about
the renewable fuels market and the future of sustainable aviation.
Perfect. So let's start with Neste.
Right.
Their Q3 report showed some pretty significant challenges, and their new CEO, Heikki Malinen, he didn't shy away from those challenges.
No, he didn't.
He addressed them head on.
Yeah. Heikki Malinen went on record saying that Neste's performance was not satisfactory.
Wow.
Which is a pretty strong statement.
That is.
Especially considering his background in cyclical industries and transformations.
It definitely caught my attention.
Yeah.
He jumped right in. He visited facilities all over the world, Singapore, Houston, Rotterdam. He talked to customers and he launched a full potential analysis.
Right.
Now, what exactly does that mean?
So essentially, it's a deep dive into three core areas: revenue generation, cost and competitiveness, and CapEx scrutiny.
Okay.
He's really trying to unlock the full potential of the company, which makes sense given the market dynamics.
Right. And speaking of market dynamics, the renewable diesel market has been on a wild ride.
Oh, yeah. Volatile year.
That price chart that you sent over
really
highlights the dramatic decline in prices.
It has been a volatile year, and Malinen really acknowledged that in his remarks.
Okay.
He pointed out that the green transition is inevitable, but it won't be a smooth ride. There will be ups and downs, and Neste needs to be prepared to navigate all of that.
Absolutely. And speaking of those unexpected turns, Neste had a major issue with their Singapore refinery.
Oh, yeah.
An equipment failure.
Yes.
Which is going to impact U.S. deliveries and overall production.
It's a significant setback.
Huge.
Especially because it happened right after a planned shutdown.
Yeah.
So this unplanned downtime, it just adds another layer of complexity to their operations.
It really does. And then there's the Porvoo hydrogen electrolyzer plant in Finland.
Yes.
And they've decided to put this project on hold.
It may seem surprising, but it actually underscores their commitment to decarbonizing.
Okay.
They're saying that the current regulatory framework and the scale of this project don't make financial sense right now.
Wow. So they're being really pragmatic about their investments.
Yes, very much so.
They're committed to the goal, but looking for a more efficient way to get there.
Exactly.
Now, with the renewable fuels market in such a state of flux,
right.
Neste is also reevaluating their mergers and acquisitions strategy.
That's right.
So are they still interested in acquiring companies in the feedstock and pretreatment space?
They are open to opportunities.
Okay.
But it seems like their focus has shifted.
How so?
Well, they're talking a lot about commercial excellence.
Okay.
Strengthening customer relationships, making sure that they're moving product volumes profitably.
So it sounds like they're moving from securing the supply to optimizing sales and marketing.
Exactly.
Interesting.
They're recognizing that in a market like this, being able to move products effectively and build strong partnerships, that's critical.
Right. It makes sense. And what about term deals?
Yeah.
Negotiations. Are they still using traditional pricing mechanisms or are they exploring new approaches?
Well, they're definitely exploring new mechanisms for sure.
Okay.
They mentioned moving beyond the diesel price benchmarks, maybe even using reference prices in the future.
Interesting.
Yeah. It seems like they're trying to create stability and predictability
in the pricing.
In their pricing structure.
And with the recent uptick in LCFS credit and RIN prices,
right,
along with spot premiums, they seem to be approaching it all with cautious optimism.
They are. You know, they're acknowledging the positive signs, but emphasizing the need for vigilance.
Right.
Not getting carried away.
Yeah, don't get too excited.
By the short-term fluctuations.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now let's switch gears and talk about Nestlé's nine-month sales performance.
Okay.
They also had a bit of a reality check this quarter, revising their organic sales growth guidance downwards.
They did. And softening consumer demand and retailers reducing their inventories played a role in that revision.
Okay.
And we're starting to see the impact of pricing normalization after 2 years of price increases.
Right. Those price hikes couldn't go on forever.
No.
Consumers are starting to push back.
They are.
And the market is adjusting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nestlé also highlighted how geopolitical tensions, particularly in Asia, Oceania, and Africa, are influencing consumer attitudes towards global brands. It's a reminder of how interconnected the global economy is.
It really is.
Yeah.
But even with these challenges, some categories are performing well for Nestlé.
Yes.
Coffee, particularly their virtual line and the out-of-home segment, is doing really well. It seems like people are still willing to pay a premium for their caffeine fix.
That's true. The recovery of the out-of-home segment is a positive sign for the broader economy as well.
Right.
Pet care and confectionery are also strong performers, suggesting that people are still treating themselves.
Yeah, and their pets.
And their pets, even when times are tough.
It's so fascinating how, you know, those small indulgences can be so resilient, even when facing economic uncertainty.
Yes.
And Nestlé Health Science has made a remarkable comeback.
They have.
With strong growth driven by RIG.
Yes.
What does RIG stand for?
RIG stands for Rapid Innovation Group.
Okay.
It's essentially a team within Nestlé Health Science.
Okay.
Focused on developing and launching new products quickly.
So their focus on health and wellness seems to be resonating with consumers.
It seems to be a trend to watch for sure.
Absolutely. And with all of these challenges and opportunities on the table, Nestlé's new CEO, Laurent Freixe.
Yes.
He has outlined some key areas of focus.
Yes. He wants to sharpen their strategy, increase stakeholder engagement, and prioritize connecting with consumers and customers.
Wow.
It's a clear roadmap for navigating this complex market.
So how is he going to execute all of this? What specific steps is he taking?
Well, he's already implemented some significant organizational changes.
Okay.
They've revised their zone structure for increased agility and accountability.
Okay.
They've simplified their coffee brand's structure to reduce duplication and brought the digitalization and sustainability leads under his direct purview.
Wow, that's a lot of change in a short amount of time.
It is a lot.
It'll be interesting to see how these adjustments translate into concrete results.
It will be interesting to see.
Yeah, whether they can reignite growth in this challenging market remains to be seen.
Yeah, it does.
But one thing is for sure, both Nest and Nestlé are facing a pivotal moment. They're grappling with volatility, uncertainty, and the need for operational efficiency.
Right.
It's like they're both trying to steer these massive ships through uncharted waters.
It's a great analogy.
And their leadership teams are making bold decisions to stay afloat.
Absolutely. I think we talked about Nestlé's CEO emphasizing the need for commercial excellence.
We do.
It's a clear recognition that in this market, just producing renewable fuels is not enough.
Right.
You have to be able to sell them effectively.
Right. So they're not just scientists and engineers.
Right.
They also need to be savvy salespeople.
They need to be.
Yeah.
And that involves building strong customer relationships.
Right.
Understanding market dynamics and adapting pricing strategies.
It's a whole different skill set.
It is.
And on the Nestlé front.
Yes.
Their new CEO is all about simplifying.
Yeah.
Streamlining.
Yes.
And putting digitalization and sustainability front and center.
Right.
It's recognizing that agility and responsiveness are key in today's world.
They are key.
You can't be bogged down by bureaucracy.
No.
When consumer preferences are changing at lightning speed.
You can't.
It's like they're saying, we need to be as nimble as a startup, even though we're this global giant.
It is like that, yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Okay, so we've covered Nestlé's wild ride in the renewable fuels market. And Nestlé's efforts to adapt to these changing consumer behaviors.
Yeah, we have.
What's fascinating is that both companies are grappling with similar challenges.
Very much so.
Volatility, geopolitical uncertainty, and the need for operational efficiency.
And they're facing these challenges on multiple fronts.
Yeah, it's a lot to juggle.
Oh, it is.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it requires agility, adaptability, and a willingness to embrace change.
It does.
What else stands out to you?
I would say that both companies are investing heavily in innovation and sustainability.
Okay.
Recognizing that these are essential for long-term success in today's world.
So for Neste, that means developing new renewable fuels.
Yes.
And scaling up SAF production.
Yes.
And for Nestle.
Yes.
It's about creating healthier, more sustainable products.
Right.
Reducing their environmental footprint.
Yes.
And promoting ethical sourcing practices.
Absolutely.
It's clear that they both see sustainability as a core part of their business strategy.
Yeah.
Not just an add-on or a PR stunt.
It's not.
Right? And both companies are undergoing significant leadership transitions.
They are.
Implementing bold organizational changes.
Yes. Bringing in new CEOs with new perspectives and streamlining their structures to become more responsive.
Yeah.
It's a recognition that companies need to constantly evolve to stay ahead.
They're trying to adapt to the new realities of the market.
They are.
So how will these strategic shifts impact the competitive landscape?
That is a great question.
Yeah.
Will Neste's focus on commercial excellence give them an edge in the renewable fuels market?
And will Nestle's organizational changes and sustainability initiatives attract new customers and strengthen their brand loyalty?
Good questions.
These are questions that we will explore in our next deep dive. We will. But for now, let's consider a broader question. How might these companies' actions impact their industries as a whole?
Interesting.
It's fascinating to think about how their decisions will ripple outwards and potentially shape entire sectors.
Absolutely.
Right.
Think about it. If Neste successfully scales up SAF production and makes it cost competitive, it could accelerate the decarbonization of aviation.
And if Nestle can demonstrate that sustainability and profitability go hand in hand, it could inspire other food giants to follow suit.
Very much so. It's like they're setting a new standard for corporate responsibility.
Exactly. Now let's take a step back and consider what these deep dives tell us about the bigger picture.
Okay.
Both Neste and Nestle are operating in industries that are undergoing fundamental transformations.
Yes.
The energy transition is reshaping the landscape of the fuel sector.
Right.
And evolving consumer preferences are driving a shift toward healthier and more sustainable food choices.
It's a time of great upheaval, but also opportunity. Absolutely. And the companies that can adapt, innovate, and anticipate these shifts will be the ones that thrive.
It's like they're both surfing a massive wave of change.
That's a great analogy.
And they need to stay agile and responsive to avoid getting wiped out.
Yes.
Right.
Their success will depend on their ability to anticipate new trends, make strategic bets, and execute flawlessly.
That's freak.
Right. It's a high-stakes game.
It is.
But it's also incredibly exciting to watch.
It is.
Now, here's a final thought-provoking question for you to ponder.
Okay.
What are the implications of these industry transformations for the global economy as a whole? Will the transition to renewable fuels create new jobs and stimulate economic growth? Will the shift towards sustainable food systems improve public health and reduce environmental damage?
Wow, these are big questions.
They are.
That will shape the future.
Yeah, and it's up to all of us, consumers, investors, policymakers alike, to make informed choices that support a sustainable and equitable future.
It is. It's up to all of us.
And
we all have a role to play. We do so. Until next time, keep diving.
I'll see you then. It is like that. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Okay. So we've covered Neste's wild ride in the renewable fuels market and Nestle's efforts to adapt to these changing consumer behaviors.
Yeah, we have.
What's fascinating is that both companies are grappling with similar challenges.
Very much so.
Volatility, geopolitical uncertainty, and the need for operational efficiency.
And they're facing these challenges on multiple fronts.
Yeah, it's a lot to juggle.
Oh, it is.
Absolutely. And it requires agility, adaptability, and a willingness to embrace change.
It does.
What else stands out to you?
I would say that both companies are investing heavily in innovation and sustainability.
Okay.
Recognizing that these are essential for long-term success in today's world.
So for Neste, that means developing new renewable fuels.
Yes.
And scaling up SAF production.
Yes.
And for Nestle, it's about creating healthier and more sustainable products.
Right.
Reducing their environmental footprint. Yeah. And promoting ethical sourcing practices.
Absolutely.
It's clear that they both see sustainability as a core part of their business strategy.
Yes.
not just an add-on or a PR stunt.
It's not.
Right? And both companies are undergoing significant leadership transitions.
They are?
Implementing bold organizational changes.
Yes. Bringing in new CEOs with new perspectives and streamlining their structures to become more responsive.
Yeah.
It's a recognition that companies need to constantly evolve to stay ahead.
They're trying to adapt to the new realities of the market.
They are.
So how will these strategic shifts impact the competitive landscape?
That is a great question.
Yeah.
Will Neste's focus on commercial excellence give them an edge in the renewable fuels market?
And will Nestlé's organizational changes and sustainability initiatives attract new customers and strengthen their brand loyalty?
Good questions.
These are questions that we will explore in our next deep dive.
We will.
But for now, let's consider a broader question. How might these companies' actions impact their industries as a whole? It's fascinating to think about how their decisions will ripple outwards and potentially shape entire sectors.
Absolutely.
Right.
Think about it. If Nest successfully scales up SAF production and makes it cost competitive,
yeah,
it could accelerate the decarbonization of aviation.
And if Nestle can demonstrate that sustainability and profitability go hand in hand,
yeah,
it could inspire other food giants to follow suit.
Very much so. It's like they're setting a new standard for corporate responsibility.
Exactly. Now let's take a step back and consider what these deep dives tell us about the bigger picture.
Okay.
Both Nest and Nestle are operating in industries that are undergoing fundamental transformations.
Yes.
The energy transition is reshaping the landscape of the fuel sector.
Right.
And evolving consumer preferences are driving a shift toward healthier and more sustainable food choices.
It's a time of great upheaval, but also opportunity.
It is.
Absolutely. And the companies that can adapt, innovate, and anticipate these shifts will be the ones that thrive.
It's like they're both surfing a massive wave of change.
Yeah. That's a great analogy.
And they need to stay agile and responsive to avoid getting wiped out.
Yes.
Right.
Their success will depend on their ability to anticipate new trends, make strategic bets, and execute flawlessly.
Right. It's a high-stakes game.
It is.
But it's also incredibly exciting to watch.
It is.
Now, here's a final thought-provoking question for you to ponder.
Okay.
What are the implications of these industry transformations for the global economy as a whole? Will the transition to renewable fuels create new jobs and stimulate economic growth? Will the shift towards sustainable food systems improve public health and reduce environmental damage?
Wow, these are big questions.
They are.
That will shape the future.
Yeah. And it's up to all of us, consumers, investors, policymakers alike, to make informed choices that support a sustainable and equitable future.
It's up to all of us.
Absolutely.
We all have a role to play.
We do. So until next time, keep digging.
I'll see you then. Yeah, it really does.
It makes you think about the wider impact of their actions, you know, and how they could influence the direction of entire industries.
Imagine if Nesta really, like, takes off with their sustainable aviation fuel production and brings those costs down.
Yeah, it could completely change the game for the aviation industry's sustainability efforts.
Exactly. And if Nestle can prove that large-scale sustainable food production can be both profitable and responsible,
right,
it might inspire other food companies to follow suit.
It's like they're setting a whole new standard,
raising
the bar for what's possible.
Yeah, and that's really exciting.
It is.
But let's zoom out even further for a second.
Okay, what's the big picture here?
Well, both Nesta and Nestle,
they
operate in industries that are going through these huge transformations.
You're talking about the energy transition and the shift towards sustainable food systems.
Exactly. The global energy landscape is changing so rapidly.
Right.
And consumer demand for healthier and more sustainable food choices is growing.
It's a time of disruption, but also a time of immense opportunity.
Yeah. It is absolutely for those companies that can adapt and innovate.
The companies that can anticipate and respond to these shifts, they're going to be the ones that come out on top.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's like navigating uncharted waters.
Right.
You got to be adaptable and strategic or you'll run aground.
So what does all this mean for the global economy?
That's a big question.
Yeah.
Think about it. Could this shift toward renewable fuels create jobs, stimulate economic growth?
Will the transition to more sustainable food systems actually improve our health?
Yeah.
Reduce environmental damage?
Those are the questions that are going to shape the future of our planet.
And it's up to all of us, consumers, investors, policymakers,
everyone,
to make smart choices,
informed choices
that support a more sustainable and equitable future.
That's right. We all have a part to play in this.
Absolutely.
We can all be a part of the solution.
We can. So until next time, keep exploring.
Keep questioning.
Keep questioning and keep diving deep into the issues that matter most. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time.
See you then.
This is the Quarterly Briefing, a W Section podcast production. This podcast was generated completely with AI. If you like the podcast, please give us a like and tell your friends. If you have feedback or different companies you would like us to include in a future episode, please send us an email at idea@quarterlybriefing.com. Thank you for listening.